This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Thursday, December 1st, 2016. I'm Mark Boulanger. Millions of people marched in Seoul, South Korea on Wednesday, November 30th to demand the resignation or impeachment of the country's president. Hundreds of thousands of workers joined the demonstrations to protest oppressive labor laws that were demanded by huge corporations in the country, such as Samsung and Hyundai. Rallies in support of the Korean workers were staged in front of South Korean embassies around the world. One of those rallies was organized by the global unions in Geneva. Volta Sanchez is the general secretary of the Global Union Industrial.
This is a group of global union federations in an action because today millions of Koreans are on general strike fighting the government who for 2 years now is trying to push a legislation to attack labor rights that are breaking into the unions, sending their leaders to the prison because they're fighting for the workers' rights. In the last month, we got to know that most of this legislation was sponsored by transnational corporations for Korea, like Hyundai, like Samsung, like Bosco, LG, and most of these brands that we used to know as a technology lifestyle brand. They're actually corrupt and bribing the government so that the government deliver an anti-union, anti-labor legislation. And now, moreover, on the top of everything, the government is involved in some other misactions. And then millions of people for 5 Saturdays in a row are taking the streets. And we promised them also to the leaders that are in the prison that we would do today along with them in the National General Strike Day in Korea, that we will demonstrate. And today, people are demonstrating in embassies worldwide, in Hyundai plants in Brazil, in other embassies, in other capital cities, and we are here delivering a message and demanding, President Park, resign!
Resign! Resign! President Park, resign!
In the United States, on Tuesday, November 29th, thousands of workers in 340 cities went on strike, held sit-ins, and demonstrated for a $15 an hour minimum wage. The current federally stipulated minimum wage is $7.25 an hour, which is not enough to live on. The movement towards a higher minimum wage started in 2012 with a focus on fast food workers, but has expanded to include other employees such as airport workers, home caregivers, and Uber drivers. The national demonstrations and strikes were organized by the Fight for 15 campaign, which is supported by the SEIU, the Service Employees International Union. Andy Meters is a McDonald's worker in Chicago.
We serve fast, convenient meals for families. We keep the city streets clean, and we help run airports. I fight for 15 and union rights, and I will continue to do so to make sure every worker can live with dignity and respect. We've already won raises for 20 million workers. No one in this country should have to work for less than $15 an hour or without the rights of being in a union.
While federal government legislation mandates at least a $7.25 minimum wage, other jurisdictions, such as municipalities, can implement higher minimums. And so the Fight for 15 campaign has been targeting cities. The northwestern city of Seattle, for example, has raised the minimum wage to $11 an hour. More cities are being targeted. This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labor.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.